Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is time for Dispatching Live. We're going to check the load boards. We're going to talk about dispatching. If you've got a dispatching question, you want to talk about brokering, you want to talk about load boards, verification of loads, making phone calls, whatever it is, this is the show. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us again. Please do jump in the live chat. And let me know, can you see me and hear me okay? I think we're coming through. I think YouTube's been making some updates. So if anything goes haywire or whatever, please do let me know. Also, do me a favor. You know, there's that executive in the corner window office that doesn't know what you're going through. This is your opportunity. Let them know, because we know you can't tell them, right? Or they don't listen, or whatever it is. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. Thanks for leaving a like. I sure do appreciate it. Also, you know that if you're maybe you're a family member, you're researching, you're moving right now, and you're about to become a dispatcher or a trucking business owner, whatever it is, go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up. We will be the ones that will tell you the difference between gross and net. I've seen a lot of videos out there lately where you're going to make all this money. Okay, that could be gross. Maybe you gross kajillion dollars. But if your expenses are 20 kajillion, you lost money. So we're going to talk about that here on Auto Transport Intel. Oh, did I touch a sore spot? Dang it. That's what I do. That's what we do. Let's bring in Sue. Sue, can you see me and hear me okay? Hey.
Yes, I can. And excuse my voice. I am sick and I've lost my voice. So I sound a little different today.
Well, we'll try to help out. We'll try to pitch in and help out. In the live chat, you know, okay. The live chat has your back. Okay. Good. So the live chat will try to help you.
I love
you.
The live chat.
I know. I love the live chat. We appreciate you guys. And we missed you guys.
Yes,
we haven't been here for a few weeks. We had, Ty and I had two live shows back to back. We were the two live crew. And then we had, Turkey Week. But we should be good. Actually, I was checking the calendar with Brian yesterday on DOT compliance. So we should be, Brian and I should be good, you and I, let's see, the 23rd is a Thursday. That might work. Right? Maybe?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And then the 30th so is far. A Thursday. So we might be good. Yeah. We might be through the holiday break. And we don't have another live trade show until March. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. So strap in and get your problems ready. Because we've got a lot to cover today, actually. Let me say hello to the live chat. And I did see, okay, so let me back up. One of my YouTube snags. Mike Baldwin was in here first with some DOT compliance questions. Mike, if you're still here, those questions, and I'm going to post, I'm going to do two things. Number one is email Brian, please, because I don't have those answers, and he's the expert. So there's his email onair@yourdotguide.com, and he will give you a lengthy answer because he wants to help. And you know, you can also, if you need Brian's help, you can go to yourdotguide.com. There's the link in the live chat. Visit yourdotguide.com. You can get Brian's help. So that should take care of Mike for now. Okay, hello. Hey, what's going on? We got David here. John Cochran's here. Fritz Duval is here. Carlos is here. Vistaga's here. Ants is here. Wow, awesome. Oh. Ant says gross is beautiful and fat. Net is ugly and anorexic. Wow. Somebody got triggered. Oh, shoot. But thank you all for saying hello and tuning in, and let us know how we can help. By the way, did you hear the big news yesterday?
What?
I'm going to get a drum roll. I don't even have I don't even have a graphic to go along with this. J-Tracker? Okay. The rumor is that J-Tracker is shutting down.
Really?
That's the rumor. And here's what's really crazy. And I did mean to grab this, is that apparently there's a... There's a Cox link confirming the rumor.
Let's
see if I can find that. Let's see here. Where is it?
All right, there.
I gotta find that. Oh man. Does anybody have the link to the? Let's see. Let's do Cox, J-Tracker.
Jen says it's on. Is it on the front page? It's on the front page of Central Dispatch.
It's on the front page of Central. Ah, so it's not a rumor. Okay, cool. No. Yeah, do it. Let's go to Central Dispatch.
I'll go to it, yeah.
Yeah, let's go see this. Because here's the thing.
I'll probably have to log in and log out.
Carriers that are just carrying, booking loads, driving, you know, and what I'm saying, I don't mean just. I just mean carriers that are staying in their lane, booking loads, delivering loads, as opposed to illegal carriers. Forget about that illegal dispatcher stuff. I'm talking about illegal carriers illegally posting illegal loads, actually doing that. That is happening. That's a thing. And so this J-Tracker shutdown may affect them. I don't know. When you're illegally doing things, when you're actually doing illegal things, it probably doesn't matter. So, okay, so you're on the
I'm trying to. It took me directly to the stupid new search page instead. But usually when you go first into it, it gives you all their info.
I've been backed up with stuff. I'm trying to find this email that was sent to me.
Should be on there. Like, there we go. Okay, here we go.
You found it?
Here it is. Right there.
Oh, got it. J-Tracker to Bats Migration. Central Dispatch and Bats are working together to deliver a superior broker experience. Well, anything's better than, you know, broken toys in the backyard. Bats is the industry-leading automotive broker CRM. Allegedly. Beginning today, current J-Tracker customers are eligible to migrate to Bats. Oh, and there you go. Click on that PDF. That's what I was looking for.
This one right here. What PDF?
Yeah, click on that.
This one right here? Okay.
Yeah.
Application. Gotcha.
Okay, here's a 3-page PDF created by Cox Automotive, I believe. Yeah, it says Cox on there. You got Bats, Central Dispatch, Cox. This is official information. So why is Central Dispatch shutting down J-Tracker? And again, if you don't know what J-Tracker is, raise your hand if you don't know what J-Tracker is. Right? Raise your hand if you don't know what J-Tracker is. Because there's nothing, I mean, it's fine to ask, I want you to ask questions. What I don't like, you know how the teacher hates it when the class... So, class, today we're going to study paranormal psychology. Raise your hand if you don't know what paranormal psychology is. And nobody raises their hand. Like, really? Come on. So if you don't know what J-Tracker is, let us know. And I'm not the expert on brokering software, but here's my understanding of what J-Tracker is. J-Tracker is software that allows you to take a lead. Someone calls and says, hey, I need you to move my car. Okay, great. What's your name? This and that. You enter that information into J-Tracker. Now you have a lead, and then you get all the information so you can book the load and arrange for freight, because that's what brokering is. You're going to arrange for freight. You've got the lead. And now with J-Tracker, you can post it to Central Dispatch load board, which is where the load can be seen by carriers that could book the load and then take it to a destination. Fritz raised his hand. Thank you, Fritz. Ants. So, wait a minute, Ants. Really? Because I think Ants is a broker. Am I wrong? I could be wrong. I can't keep track of everybody. So, if I gave you the buzzer, I apologize. Jay gets a buzzer. Okay, so that's brokering. So brokering software differs from load board software because brokering software JTracker Bats, also ProABD by Superflow Systems, is software for managing leads to post on load boards that can then be transferred to mobile apps. Really, Jay? That was long. You feel better?
I was gonna say, do you want me to scroll up now?
I don't know. What do we do now? Now that I've completely hogged the microphone since I bogarted the thing. What does this mean? I mean, why are they shutting down? Let's start with that. Why shut down JTracker and move to Bats? Doesn't that seem strange? Well,
says right here, why is Central Dispatch shutting down JTracker?
Oh.
So let's just read it.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, but here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to read it. And you, see if you can make that bigger so we can all read it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Let's go to camera one. When's the last time Cox Automotive said, yeah, they got better stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm speculating live. Get the siren for that. But I'm serious also, because do me a favor, Sue, launch another window and go to Cox Auto Inc., will you? CoxAutoInc.com. Here, let me get rid of the black bar at the top here so you can follow along at home. I didn't even know we were going to do this. I've got all kinds of other stuff lined up, but here we are. Best laid plans. So you go to CoxAutoInc.com. Click on brands, please. By the way, you see that whole row of brands at the bottom? Okay, between, just stay right there. Between all those brands there and all those brands along the bottom, they've got brands, software solutions for everything, but they're here saying Bats is the best?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
What? Is it just me? I mean, listen. Okay, car shipper approves of my explanation. Put it in the live chat. Does this make sense to you, or is there more information coming? Such as Cox acquires Bats.
I would say there's more information. We're just not there yet.
And we're speculating. I admit it. Don't keep your briefcase closed. I'm speculating. This is alleged information. Waivers out the wazoo. But I am sharing information that is public and then adding speculation. And I do not understand what's going on here.
Somebody to dispatch, please?
Because how long has JTracker been around? And so, let me get to the point. Let me get to the point. You can go back to the load board. Please.
Okay.
That was for me. The thing is that they've had JTracker all this time, but failed to make it better, and now are pointing at another company. What's going to happen with Central Dispatch new look? Anybody?
We go back to the old one? We'll probably change it again, is what I would have said.
Or we get an update in a week that says, hey, so-and-so's the best load board ever. It's not our old clunky buffet. I'm speculating live. But I just want to know. And here's the thing is, and by the way, I'm not even going to share. There was a post on Twitter. This guy posted this thing about, well, other speculation, deeper speculation. Because we live in, we live in one speculative world. Am I right? It's like there's multiple universes going on. It seems like on January 6th, the universe cracked into multiple possibilities. Pick one. And in one of them, JTracker is still up and running. And in another, it's not. And in another, okay. All right, I think you get the picture. I think we should move on with the show. Things have gotten awkward at this point, Sue.
Okay. Well, should we talk about how many loads are on the board?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
No, no COVID, Fritz. Fritz asked if I had the cocoa.
Oh, you got the cocoa? Yeah, I'm drinking cocoa. Absolutely. Auto transport.
No, he means
cocoa.
Like COVID.
Oh.
He's asking if I got COVID. No, I just have a cold and I lost my voice. So we got 42,856 on the board, which has been about average for since I've got on here since July. We've been running anywhere between 41,000. The lowest we went down to was in October, down to 35. So that's crazy. I mean, that's just totally crazy. I did check last week's. It was at like 43,000. So we're not too far off. I don't know if people are having a hard time finding loads. There have been loads on there. I don't know if anybody has seen that the prices really haven't gone up with the price of gas like it should.
Right.
I'm sure everybody's complaining about that.
I'm going to add this. It seems like nothing will raise auto transport rates. There's your headline. Nothing will raise auto transport rates. Not COVID, not shipping containers, not...
Well, COVID did, though. COVID did raise prices. Yeah, that's when we were making all that money.
Well, then what...
It wasn't in the beginning. The beginning screwed us, but once we got over that little hump, I think it was in May or end of April when things just blew up.
Sorry. So. The only thing that raises auto transport rates is the entire planet shutting down. Is that right?
There you go.
Oh.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. But if the entire planet isn't shut down, no soup for you.
The rates stay the same. Right. Now, I don't know how many years ago was it when the gas prices were astronomical. God, it's probably been 7-8 years ago, about right?
Something like that,
yeah. Prices did start to go up. It took a while, and it'll probably take a while again. But they're still putting cheap crap on here, like usual, you know. And even when you ask them for more money, and even when I'm giving quotes to people, they're like, why is the prices so high? I said, the gas prices have raised. We have to raise the prices for these drivers. And, of course, you know how that goes. Some people are like, no way, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like this guy called me today. He's a customer of mine out of Kansas City.
They're like, he wanted to move. Let him choke.
Yes. He said, we gave him a price out of...
Hey, can you be there tomorrow? Okay.
Well, we gave him a price out of Des Moines. We gave him a price out of St. Louis. And we gave him a price out of Columbus. And so everybody knows that Ohio rates are high. That's why we go there, right? We want $1 a mile. That's why we go up to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. And we told him the price. He threw a fit. I mean, threw an absolute fit.
Wait, now what? How much money was the fit? Did the fit cost? What did you ask for?
I think we told him like $650-$700
instead of
from Columbus to, you want to pay like $400.
Yeah. Oh, you went up 200? Yeah, that 200 causes conniptions. Just go ahead. Yeah. And you can write that down.
Well, it's also, he's the customer that doesn't want to pay anything either.
Yeah. Told about Des Moines that he my granddaddy did it. Told him. My granddaddy's daddy did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Let's just say he's from a different country. Does that answer your question?
Oof.
So he wants everything canceled. cheap.
Did you know that just got canceled?
Hey, I didn't say anything bad. He's just from another country. But anyways.
Yeah, no, that's you still can't say that. You got to be more vague. He's from.
So
I don't know.
Anyways,
I got
needless to say, yes, it like blew his mind when I said, this is what you're going to have to pay to move it. Because I know. I take these loads. That's why we go to those areas. And we run to Kansas City all the time. And I'm not going to take no $400 car to Kansas City. We usually do get $600-$800 a car. Sometimes $1,000.
Okay, question.
Just depends on desperate.
There. How did you end up on the phone with him? Did you call him?
He's been a customer for a long time.
Oh, he's a customer.
Yeah, he calls all the time.
Oh, so, he calls and he's a customer.
Yeah.
You can't throw a fit when you're...
Yeah, I mean, like we try to explain to him. It's not just the fact that gas is high. It's also there's a lack of drivers. Also, those areas always pay very well for a reason. And But, you know, it just blew his mind. I mean, he wanted to quote, we told him out of St. Louis to go to Kansas City, $450. So that's actually good money. And that's usually, I won't let my drivers do anything less than that too, for a two pack. And it was the same thing with Des Moines. He wanted, I think we told him $600 for a two pack. And I know Des Moines is only 258 miles, but everybody knows if you're going to Copart, it's a pain in the butt. You got to make a freaking appointment. You got to pay these people well for them to deal with this stupid crap.
Oh, the appointment. I hate that word so much. And I understand that, you know, see, like, okay, you know, when I talk to repossession and recovery friends and they use the word appointment, and I'm like, I understand. Okay, I get it.
Can you call Matt?
But, I mean, it can't, you can't be like, oh, you missed, you know, you were 15 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole, speaking of, on your customer here, what do? They a dealer?
Is he a dealer?
Yeah, he is.
He's a dealer.
He's a dealer.
But I think he buys smashed cars, fixes them up, sells them kind of thing.
But here's my point. Did you know that dealers are talking about record profits?
Really?
Yeah.
So then why complain about this?
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying your customer is getting record profits. And I'm also insinuating that there's not a dealer out there that's going to then say, yeah, I said record profits. But what I'm saying is there's not a single carrier out there saying record profits.
Yeah.
So is it possible in that realm of trickle-down economics, can we trickle down some of that record profits to the carrier? Maybe. Just possibly.
We would hope, but probably not.
Maybe a couple chicken
nuggets.
I don't understand.
How are they making record profits?
I don't either, but they talk about it to the other dealers. You know.
Well, it may be this.
Just like the carrier saying they're making a kajillion dollars. Yes.
They're able to charge so much more for a car now.
Yes.
What the going rate is.
That is it.
That
is
their profit.
That's it. But we're still not going
to
go an inch.
They can't find cars to buy
on transportation. Yeah. Well, and so here we go. No. And I think in the arc of supply and demand, well, that was an X though. But in the intersection there, well, if the volume is restricted, regardless of our record profits, golden umbrellas, and trips to Asia and Europe, although we're locked down, we can't do that. But our record profits. If the volume is constrained and the carriers, even if 10% have gone out of business, they're still going to fight over these scraps. Therefore, the rates don't go up. So record profits be damned. We're still not going to raise these rates.
No, they won't. That's what's horrible about it all. I mean, we should be able to share in that. If they're making that much money, we should be able to share in that because we're getting them the cars. You know what I mean?
This is where we come back again. These videos that talk about making a kajillion dollars force newbies into the marketplace saying, I'll do it for $50 less. I'll do anything just to make my payment another month.
Yeah.
Because I'm in over my head on this insurance payment, and I'm sure as heck not going to. Anybody have any chill pills out there? Should we look for some cars?
Yeah, well, we can.
We can.
Have you noticed nobody ever asks us for look for cars anymore?
Well, that's because there's
so many loans on the board.
That's because that's the easy part. I mean, it's not. Finding good loads isn't easy. I don't know. Because people that watch this show now know that we are banging on the water pipes of truth. Ooh. Get that one in. I don't know. We are live, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, we are? Oh, this camera's working?
Yes.
Let's see here.
Read your hands throat. Right.
I heard YouTubers recorded record. Yeah, exactly. Okay, you got to ask yourself. All these guys. Okay, now I'm just getting negative. But these videos you see talking about insane amounts of money, do any of them have that amount of money?
No.
No.
I mean,
come on, man.
We were talking about it the other day of a couple people that do YouTube videos about this are out of business. I mean, so,
like, there's a guy sitting on a couch in the middle of the desert. Here's how you make $1 million next week.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you watch that? And the people that like it and watch it and comment, oh, we've got to change the topic. Okay. Let's do this. Let's just keep doing it.
You know what? If we're going to look, when you get done, I want to go to Florida.
Oh, come on. I got to share this. Okay. This is your YouTube driver. Okay. Saying, I quit my job. No backup plan. Now I'm making 10 grand a month on Fiverr. There you go. Okay. Let's just keep going. How do you get the work pulling for dealers? I thought that was a really good question.
I'm crazy.
Cold calls, but I also recommend going in and introducing yourself. That's a really good question for Ty. He'd tell you the best way to do it, but going in, introducing yourself, handing out business cards, bringing them donuts, you know, something like that. But keep in mind that a lot of the dealers, they put their own stuff on Central Dispatch now too. And they don't want to pay premium prices for like you coming in there and saying, I'll do it for this amount of money.
This is where it is.
They want to get it cheap, cheap, cheap.
Ty gets shut down a lot.
T-shirt.
For telling
people to go. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
When Ty tells people to talk to dealers, he gets, there's a lot of push. It is. All right, let's keep going.
And talking to dealers is hard. You got to be a marketer. You got to be a salesman.
Oh, you got to be on your toes.
Yeah.
For everyone that thinks that dispatchers are complete, pests?
Yeah.
No. Here's another one. I mean, this is an email. This is an actual email. It's an actual email that I actually received. This is true. Joe is looking for a dispatcher. I said, call soon.
I don't know if Joe called me.
Yeah.
I've talked to several few days.
Right. And well, maybe. But no, Joe, you haven't heard from Joe, huh?
I'd have to look at his last name to know if I talked to him or not.
So that's such a good. So why wouldn't Joe contact you if I got the email? Because you're not me?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's keep moving. Here's another one. Hey, I'm looking to get in the business. Can you dispatch me? I mean, all day long. So I'll tell you what, if you're like a scammer, here's what you do. If you're a scammer dispatcher, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. If you're a scammer dispatcher, make a video about getting rich by just hopping into a truck and you will get business. That is terrible.
Michigan
okay.
To Atlanta.
Driver, these are actual driver dispatcher texts. Let's read it. The FTC notes it's illegal to send unsolicited. This is the driver saying this. Dispatcher, we can't keep spamming if you refuse the first time. Driver, you should stop. It's illegal. It's very annoying. Yeah, I understand, but there's drivers out there who don't know where to get our services. Okay, yeah, but it's not this guy that wants them. This is so funny.
That is crazy.
It is. It's weird. It's like...
Hey,
dude.
Desperation written all over it.
Hey, dude.
Sorry.
Go somewhere else. Karen ain't biting. Yeah. Hashtag Karen ain't biting. All right.
They work for Montway?
And they're going to keep going. Oh my God, that's so crazy. What are you doing? Go away. He's already, if somebody quotes the law. Hey, baby, want a date? According to the law, so is that a no?
Oh my God.
That is so crazy.
That's just crazy.
I know, man. What has happened? This is the fracturing of the universe we were talking about earlier. It was the dispatcher.
I said that to one of my dispatchers today.
Oh God.
I said, it's the dispatcher's fault. Just tell him that.
Oh man, the pillow man. He cracks me up, that guy. Very bad drive, very bad with the drivers they hired. This is an actual comment to an actual video that I did with an actual big company that talks about how great they are. This is a comment below their video. Very bad with the drivers they hire. Not professional at all. Tends to happen a lot with misinformed information on where cars are at. Once at the location they say it's been picked up by someone else days ago, not only do they try paying a quarter a mile to the drivers who keep their company running, but they have the nerves to treat dispatchers bad. Stay away.
It's only $15.
So there is a movement happening. Auto Transport Intel is the place, maybe the first of its kind, where you can actually talk about all these things. And I know there's some great Facebook groups out there for, like, super truckers. I know. I've been there. But you can't talk about this stuff because they don't want to talk about this. But you can hear. Brokers, carriers, dispatchers. And the company that received this reply has also been on the channel. So everybody's welcome because at least we have to find a way. I mean... okay, let's keep going. This is our favorite part of the day. The escalated rating dispute.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I'll talk to you later. Bye. Yeah. So, I have something to say about that too, by the way.
Oh, it's okay. The floor is yours.
So, and I did contact, I think, is this from me? Mm-hmm. So I did send an email to Abby Tan and she did finally answer me, by the way.
I saw that.
But
I'm not showing her response yet. Well, I'm not going to show her response because I mean, you know, I understand the sensitivity. The fact that she replied at all is pretty amazing.
Right. And I haven't heard anything back yet, but so the rules that I was told by Central Dispatch over the last 17 years is if you put on Central Dispatch for someone to pick up a car, then it says exactly. And the only time I put exactly is if it's a VIP customer or if it's Copart or IA. And there's a reason for that, obviously, right? So, and they don't do it or they cancel it. And you give them a negative because now it's cost your customer, you know, so much money for somebody not picking up. And what more proof do they want? You send them a load sheet that said exactly that. And that's what they're telling me. That's what the rules are, right? Then there should be no reason for the negative to come off. But they keep pulling them off. And so I've been seriously thinking about sending an email to them and saying, these are the rules that you gave us as guidelines. Why are they not being followed? And see what kind of response I get. Because it's really pissing me off, to be honest with you. Because these people are randomly taking cars. They know, I always tell everybody, it's at Copart or it's at IA. I say, you've got to pick it up because there's going to be storage on it. I let everybody know. And then they don't pick it up. And then you tell them, okay, well, you got to pay the storage. And they throw a fit. Or they don't even call you. You've been calling them and asking if they're picking up. And all of a sudden you get a cancellation notice going, I'm not going. And then they won't answer your phones. So that kind of stuff, if Central Dispatch is going to do this, then they have to follow their own damn rules. I mean, that's the way I see about it. But they don't. So that's my bitch fit for the day.
I like it. Because, number one, they say, here's my understanding, the wording is that it's beyond our control. We don't allow transporters to list cars. Okay,
oh,
but they
that
are,
one. Oh,
right?
Is that one that one?
Well,
oh,
is it? But yeah, that's isn't okay. This is oh, that's different. Okay, then let's keep moving. Okay, because I think it here we. Oh no.
But that was that. That's the different. That, okay, that's what you're talking about. Here's that was the transporter one. Yes.
Okay. This is a different story. The crazy effers. What is this story?
So they ask for a load. And as soon as I tell them I'm going to get a broker feedback, which is only $50, by the way, they tell me they want more money. And I said, you can't ask me for more money after I've already told you what you're getting. And you're going to give me a $50 broker fee. Because, of course, he asked for exactly $50 more, which was my broker fee. And then he told me, because
carriers hate brokers.
And I'm texting, by the way. So I'm not talking to this person. I'm just texting him. And he's like, he tells me to go, I need a vacation because I said I was giving a load to another driver. And I'm just like, You don't do business that way. You don't. That'd be like me going to Walmart and saying, okay, I want this for $50 less, even though the price is $300. I mean, it doesn't work like that. That means you're deliberately going out of your way to take whatever money as a broker we make. Now, granted, I know everybody has a problem with brokers making money, but they got to be making money. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't have loads on the load boards. Now, I'm not saying that all brokers are equal, because we all know that some of these brokers take astronomical amounts of broker fees. And it's that is unfair. I don't do that. You can see right there, my $50 broker fee. That's usually what I charge, $25, $50, at the most $100, depending on who it is. And it just amazes me. And that load was paying good, by the way. It was like 89 cents a mile. So they shouldn't have been even asking for more money at that point in time. Or if you were going to do it, you should have asked me before I even told you what the broker fee was. And I don't have a problem if you ask me for more money beforehand. Don't ask me for it afterwards. And because then what I do is I block you. I block you on Central so you can't see my loads. And I block you on my phone so that you can never contact me again. So I just take you out.
Oh, man.
So... just so everybody knows, that's what Sue does.
So. You've been warned.
Yes, you've been warned.
Oh.
Well, I mean, and we asked for more money too. And we get, you know, we've had that lady tell us F off before. And we've had people tell us, sure, I'll give you the $50 more. We'll give you $100 more. You know, but most people are decent and they'll say, no, I can't come up on the price. My favorite one is, I've got five other drivers that want this car for that price listed. And you know they're lying because,
oh my
why
God.
Wouldn't you have dispatched them?
Right, exactly. Right? Why is it still, I actually do love that one. That's when that's when I get the cards and the toothpick out. Really? You got five other drivers. Well, then why are we talking?
Right? Well, you know what I do? I say, okay, I hang up the phone and we call from the bat phone. And we ask for more money again.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Do it all over again. We did it the other day. We had both phone lines going, the bat phone and my phone, texting this guy, asking him for more money, and they finally relented and gave us more money on one of the other drivers. So you know, it's all a game sometimes with this
you
stuff.
Know it. Hey, how about David put in the live chat, how about brokers who never give carrier ratings? As a carrier, I always give a rating to brokers I get loads from, but only 25%, if you're lucky,
yes,
will give you the rating back, even
totally
if you
agree.
Ask. And I've been there, too. That's totally true, David.
Yeah. Totally true.
Totally true.
Like, literally, we will do it once a month, and we maybe give out 100 of those, and I don't even know 25%. Maybe 10 out of the 100 we
requested. And you call them, and you email, and you fax, and you text.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like... really? In fact, I had a broker emailing me talking about how bad dispatchers are about screwing up the communication with the driver. And yet, in the example you just gave, you were helping. You were trying to help the broker complete the transaction. And the driver's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
The level of hurt feelings and misunderstanding in this industry is insane. We haven't fixed a darn thing, which is good because that means this show will run forever. But between the broker and the carrier and the dispatcher and the driver, and it's just, oh my gosh. And then you add the dealer, and then you add central dispatch. So the transporter's not, let's get to that. Here's one. Mitchell was talking about this in the live chat, too. Mitchell, here we go. I got this message. Okay, Jay, I applied to Central Dispatch, and it usually takes them a week to get approved. But now, due to high volume, it takes up to 5 weeks. Now, I don't know where that number came from, but I'm reading. This is horrible for me, since you know how important Central Dispatch is for brokers. Which is interesting, because I thought they were a carrier, but I guess I'm not sure. I'm losing money every day. I tried using Ship Cars. I contacted Super Dispatch. Ship.cars is bad. And Super Dispatch requires 12 months contract to be signed. Again, I'm reading this. I can't verify it. I'm not even going to try to verify this information. I'm literally reading it. But what is all the... I need feedback on this because I don't know what's going on.
So is he a broker or is he a transporter?
I know, right? I don't know. I thought he was a carrier.
So Mitchell, tell us. Which one are you?
Yeah, no. The person that sent me this email is somebody else.
Oh, it's not this guy. Okay,
it's not
sorry.
Mitchell. But Mitchell, yeah, thanks. No, but Mitchell, well, here, Mitchell says, I applied to Central Dispatch a week ago and still haven't been accepted. And so, I believe Mitchell's a carrier. And I believe that whoever wrote this is a carrier.
See, on the carrier side, it's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks. Now, okay, Mitchell. So you
and
got
I just
week.
Had a driver sign up and it took him 2 weeks. So, and it looks like they haven't called him back either, is what he said. I would also send him an email, too. But, you know, what do you expect when there's probably only two people that work there?
I was just going to say. And when you get so overwhelmed in the kitchen, screw it. Hey, what do you want to do today? Should we go to the water park? Let's get out of here.
And this super dispatch thing for 12 months. Okay, so I've never heard of that. So I asked them yesterday when we were talking about this. And I was told, no, there is no 12-month contract. Now, maybe there is if you're a broker. I don't know.
So they must the only reason be they a have broker, you sign right?
Up, that's the way I can understand it. Now,
it's got to be. Oh, and they tried ship.cars and they didn't like being... Okay, so this person's a broker. Mm-hmm. That has to be.
That would make more sense.
Okay.
That would, yeah.
So does Super now, Dispatch require brokers to sign a one-year contract?
See, I didn't ask him for the broker part. I just asked him on the transporter, and he told me no.
Okay.
So it's possible.
Well, it'd They'd be great if the guys it, on this show got their stuff together and knew what they were talking about before they posted.
Well, I'll agree with them on the ship.cars.
But hey, you know, this is auto transport. You can do what you want. I think I've adopted that, you know, that hands up in the air emoji? That's me. They should replace it with me in a referee shirt. Yeah, let me get the hands. There you go. Screenshot that. There you go. In fact, that should be the album cover. You can do what you want. Somebody's making a TikTok. Yeah, no, it's just... Okay, so as a broker. But still, why does it take 5 weeks to sign up as a broker? You don't want the money?
Oh, that's kind of crazy. It's probably because they only have two people working there.
And why? Yeah, exactly. And why would... Yeah, I tell you what. If you do work, if you're one of the few in the proud that works there, see how I just said there? Because you can't get me on a pronoun. Put your briefcases away. Is that... you probably watch this show. At this point, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna make a drink, and I'm watching Dispatching Live... Because this is crazy. Besides, if they're shutting down J-Tracker, well, shoot. How many days do we have left on this dartboard? Okay. Oh, man.
They didn't say, did it?
Yeah, Mitchell's a carrier. That I knew.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one.
And like I said, I just had someone sign up, and it did take them 2 weeks. So they may
because that way...
Be waiting to call you.
Let's see, that 30-day trial, right? Because that thing's ticking away, right? Heck yeah.
Yeah, true.
Can we? That's true. Hey, you know what? If we fire half the staff, it'll be 30 days, no free trial, but a bing, but a boom. As a new about to carrier, is it okay for my daughter to be a broker and a personal dispatcher for me? Talk about needing some information.
Yeah. She can do both.
She
doesn't have to be a broker.
Wait a minute. They got carrier, dispatcher, and broker all in the same question.
About to carrier.
As a new,
I think he's trying to say I'm a carrier. But she can be a broker and a dispatcher.
Is it okay for my daughter? By the way, I apologize. I've just been having fun. Okay. Is it okay for my daughter to be a broker and a personal dispatcher? Yeah, right. With a broker's license, is that the answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she doesn't even have to be a broker. She could just be his dispatcher too. If she's only, you know, the way James Lamb says it, as long as you're dispatching for the same company, you can be a dispatcher without being a broker. So.
Wait, say that again.
If she was just dispatching.
Oh, yes.
As long as you are just dispatching for the same company, you can be just a dispatcher without being a broker. That's what they say. But as we know, there is no real law about dispatchers as of right now.
I have,
because there is no definition of it.
I just, Ants just distracted me. I applied to Tinder and I got rejected. What? That's hilarious. Well, I
he and said I small insurance.
Yeah, no small insurance. Oh my god, that's funny. Oh,
we need one that has applause. We need an applause one.
Oh, I, yeah, yeah. No, here we go. I got it. I got you. I got your back here. Okay. There we go. That is good. Very good. I love it. The people that get this show, I love that so much. It's the best. It is, because this show is definitely not for everybody. Because I've read some of the people that love the, like, you're gonna get rich, you're gonna get rich, you're gonna get rich videos, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, they're definitely not gonna watch this show. Definitely not. Yeah, and on this broker thing, and I've tried to reply. You know, this broker versus dispatcher war clarification stuff is not helping, because people are really confused. Right. You know, it'd be like a custodian shows up with their mop in their bucket, and they get the mop out, and they're like, can I mop? Will I be arrested if I mop? Like, that's where we're at. Will I be arrested if I mop? There we go. Good marketplace. Well done, everybody. Hey, Jay, I've fallen out with my carrier over his not giving me the rate cons for most loads. So we've got a, I guess we have a driver for a carrier. And they're getting paid, but they don't know. And they were told, you'll get paid this percentage of, I guess, what you haul, whatever we book, don't, you know. But they're getting paid, but they can't verify the percentage. And when they ask, I guess it's causing a problem. What do you think of that?
Oh, okay. So he's a dispatcher. Is that way I'm understanding this?
I think he's a driver working for a company.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that means they're keeping money, honestly. That's
right,
because,
I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you give?
I've had it happen before.
We're paying you $1,000. You get paid 25%, and we booked $4,000. Here, we're showing it to you. And you know what I love? That's what I love about society and everything else. Uh-oh, here goes Jay. You know, we talk about we're all in this together, transparency, visibility, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, well, how's that working for you? Are you actually part of the solution, or are you actually part of the problem? So your social media says all this great stuff, but really you're actually something else. Is that what it is?
They make anywhere between, but they are established.
I know, Ants, right? Can we have anyone from Central Dispatch on your show? Totally. But you already know the answer, don't
awesome.
You? I mean, dude, come on. You know the answer. It's so funny that your text, you just texted what I just said. Well, not exactly, but
they're established with everybody.
We all have to respect the duality. Triality, quadality of our reality, right? Something gets said and another thing gets done. That is the world we live in. Okay, let's go to something else. All right. How's that soapbox working for you? Hey, welcome to Auto Transport. You can do whatever you want.
I never do.
Interesting take on shippers' reasoning for GPS. Okay, this is really interesting because I want to show here we go. I got a new meme. I actually showed this to a guy yesterday. I was in a meeting. Shipper says to broker, I thought you had GPS tracking.
Oh, so, I mean, and that's what they do.
What?
Okay, but I want it to sink in for a minute. Shipper says to broker, I thought you had GPS tracking. Broker says, yeah, we do. It's in the mobile app. Well, where's the mobile app? Oh, it's in the trash. Oh, how did the mobile app get in the trash? The driver threw away the phone. No, he didn't throw away his phone. But you know, listen, we all know how this works. On our fancy phones, we have the, you go into settings and you just, you know, you just do the little slider, right? On, off, on, off. Well, oh, GPS tracking. Oh, get paid, make money, add more, you know, blah, 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 blah. All that's yes. Oh, GPS? Oh, heck no. F that. Nobody's going to know where I'm at.
Well, I don't, honestly, I don't think the broker needs to know where they're at either, personally, but.
Okay.
I mean.
Yes. Thank you. That's the thing.
I want to know where they're at.
Listen, and I'm not saying I have to know. What I'm saying is the shipper is saying, listen, I know where my sneakers are. I know exactly
where my car is.
But where's my car? And the broker goes, oh, yeah, no, we've got all that. I mean, we're the best in the universe, and all of our drivers are shiny and happy, and they sing when they drive. Oh, great. I'm going to definitely go with you guys. In fact, Sing When They Drive LLC. Someone's going to set that up right now. So if your drivers are singing and happy, where's the GPS?
The board is just awful. Like, there's no loads on the board during our slow season. We might have to say something
in the app.
Yeah, where's the app?
Well, that's just it. I mean, there are certain brokers out there that require us to use apps. And I think it's for that reason.
That's correct. Right? Thank you very much. Track. And we didn't even rehearse this, by the way, because then what's happening is shippers are saying, if you're not going to turn on the GPS, I'm going to hire somebody else. And so the carrier... Yeah. The asset light carrier, which also means broker, says, okay, driver, if you're going to haul for me, you're going to turn on GPS. So why isn't it happening? I'm just saying, this is where, so at these trade shows, these are the conversations that are happening. Shippers, dealers, OEMs, whoever is like, listen, the days of dropping the app in the trash can are coming near an end. So you got to get on board. You already got the clearinghouse. You already got ELD. Let us know where you are. So then that's where this comes in. This guy says, when we have multiple shippers on the same load, how do you protect shipper one information from shipper three for pickup and delivery and route information?
Oh.
I'm still trying to figure out what that means because I didn't know that the shippers... How do the shippers have each other's information?
They should.
I don't understand. I actually don't understand. I'm still trying to figure it out. I need help. I'm asking for your help in the live chat. Can you tell me what that means? I don't know. Well, your office is going crazy. You guys should make one of those. Yeah, you guys should make one of those kajillion dollar new trucker videos. We
roll
are right, we're booking right now $1 million looks. So that way, if you don't have any
money, I'll make videos of rolling around in money.
Right, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. Like slow-mo shots of you rolling around in money. That sounds awesome. Right now, there's a YouTuber like, ooh, that's good. Slow-mo. And the straps. All right, I don't know. I'm going to keep going. Okay. Here we go. This is what we were talking about earlier. Transporters. Okay. Central says, transporters are not supposed to list cars on Central. And you say, yeah, but they are. And they say, this is what they call a Boolean loop. You know?
Right.
10, hello, 20, go to 10. Okay. So, transporters are not supposed to list cars on Central. Yeah, but they are. Yeah, but they're not supposed to. I know, but they are. Well, they're not supposed to, but they are.
Yeah.
Right?
That's, yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
With Abby Tan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to guarantee that.
And that's when she said she was going to look into it for me, but I haven't heard anything about it. But I mean, what's weird too, like we've talked about this before, is that some of the transporters have access to listing cars and some do not. Some pay different prices than other transporters too. And I don't understand that either.
Okay, all right, let me send you.
I mean, what's their rhyme or reasoning for charging different prices and also allowing some transporters access to that and some don't? Nobody has an answer for that, because if they're not allowed to list cars, then they shouldn't have access to it.
Do you, is it just a grandfather, like some old listing feature or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the new guys have it too. Let me see.
Oh, the new guys have it too.
Let me go into a new guy's account. Give me a second. Let me look real quick. Because that's an interesting thing.
I just booked a load on Central from a towing company. How do you like me now?
Let's see here.
Love it. Well done. Hey, you know what? This is auto transport. You can do what you want. Emoji. Oh, not that one. Yay.
There we go.
All right. I don't know. I do love. Yes.
Brand new company. Just signed up. He has access to posting listings.
But Sue.
Makes no sense.
Transporters are not supposed to list cars on Central.
I know.
Yeah, but Sue, they're not supposed to.
And there's nothing, and we're not going to do anything about it. Either.
Okay, but Sue, you're not listening. They're not supposed to.
Well, they can. What if we, looks like where I said at least 10% of each page.
Can we send one of these to Central so they have it? Yes, so that when you call, when you call, they're like, but Sue. They're not supposed to, Sue. Okay. Hey, Jay, my two car hauler, 36 foot max, would be two F-250 or Ram 1500. We pulled in $4,000 this week on a two car, 36 foot, but I did miss to take appointments for the last two loads. Anyways, $4,000. Let's take a look at it. There we go. This is pretty cool. I like getting these. Thank you so much for sending it in. There's the miles, Houston back to La Porta. Nobody says that. Here's the pay. It's good stuff. Hey, you got a Raycon? Wait, you want us to, what do you got, Sue?
Okay. So he did 2,390 miles, and how big of a car hauler is it?
Two car, 36 foot.
Well, that's not bad then. I mean, it's not $2 a mile, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
Yeah. My two cars make that much money too. For some reason, I think part of it is they can take bigger stuff and move. So you can take the dollar mile per car vehicles because they'll fit. So it makes a difference.
Oh, here, Carlos says that. Yeah. Okay. Carlos says Central has different packages you can pick from. But here's the joke. None of those packages should allow a carrier to post loads on Central. Is that right?
Right.
Because if you're a carrier, you don't have a broker's license, and that's illegal. But, you know, forget about it. Yeah. We're just going to blame the dispatcher. Stinking dispatchers.
So, hey, Carlos, so what is the reasoning behind the different packages? Do you know?
Just out of curiosity. Okay.
Yeah, other than charging you more money.
David says, I wish I could book a load on Central right now. Central Florida sucks. You know, so there will come a day. There will come a day.
Thank you, Jim.
I get on my soapbox. There will come a day when we won't have to say these things anymore because there will be something new and better. That day will come. I don't know who it'll be, and I don't know when it'll happen, but the day will come. Mark my words.
I'm not holding my breath, Jay.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what's, we got this great show until then, right?
Yes, true.
We just have this, like, you know, well, it's like a brawl.
Here's the thing. Even if someone else came along, are they going to do the same thing? They're going to probably follow the same model. So that's the only thing.
Right.
It had to be somebody with a lot of money, let's put it that way, to take them out.
We got your BOL. Read this paragraph. I mean, anyways, that's my whole point. Yeah, awesome. Read this. We have a book for you to read. We got your paint. You know, we got. I'm just saying.
Hey, did I send this to you?
You did. And if you're a driver, if you're a driver, you're not going to read this.
No.
No.
I will tell you something about this, though.
Yeah,
that
please.
We found out.
Yeah.
The funny part is about them doing this is so they're still paying faster than the 14 to make sure you get it before the 14. So I will give you that. That's kind of cool without the fee. Because I was like, I got a notice the other day and I'm like, you're already paying. I'm like, I thought it's 14 day now. They're like, no, we pay you way ahead of time so that make sure you get it within the 14 day period. So they really haven't changed a whole lot. Maybe before they was getting in 2 days, I think we're getting in a week now. So there you have it. And this is a good company. My only complaint about this company is they work with CarMax a lot. So as you all know, with CarMax cars, they will sell them and you will go to pick them up and you will find out that the car is no longer there. Or you will take a load from them and they will cancel about an hour before you get there because they've sold the car. So always, any CarMax car, no matter what broker, make sure you call at least an hour before you send your driver over there as well to make sure the car's still there.
I hate to say this, but I know what you're talking about. I've ran into that. I've had a driver show up at a CarMax location, and everybody's like, yeah, well, no. I mean, of course they're not here.
Yeah. We just sold that car 15 minutes ago. Sorry.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You need to leave.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool. How about the story about Blank shutting off one of the driver's accounts because they did not answer their phone and they weren't even hauling a load? That's
so
awesome.
I can't say who it is, but it's a major broker, like a major broker. And they have their own load board and they're out of Arizona. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Nice. Well done.
So they literally, I guess, have been calling the driver. And he, you know, what drivers answer, okay?
Never.
Except their dispatcher. They can
answer. I don't
answer
my phone.
Right. No. Exactly. No. And I guess they've been calling him and sending him emails. And I'm sure that it's about potential loads they want him to take. It wasn't about anything he had on his truck because he didn't have anything on his truck. And they shut off his account because he wouldn't answer his phone.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard shit like that before in my entire life.
I mean.
And the guy was all snotty about it even.
That is wild.
And also, by the way, this company doesn't allow dispatchers. So that should tell you who it is without me saying who it is.
Wow. Oh, man. So they should rename it Karen Arrive. Okay. Okay. I think
there's
we should.
Another copy.
I think we should have a guess whose hold music it is. I can copy. You know, we still need to do this.
Yes.
But I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, how about the one that goes do 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 do. You know that one?
No. Okay. I'm trying to think of it.
As a dispatcher, I used to sing the whole music. I mean, I didn't sing it, my gosh. But I used to mimic some of those, and I forgot some of them. But you guys know this stuff. You know the hold music. We really need to have a game show competition.
Yes.
Name that broker hold music.
And I downloaded an app that I can record
awesome.
The music. So I'm going to start doing that so we can do the competition and see who gets it right. Because there's a few of them that have actually changed their hold music because that's the reason why I contacted Jay because One of them plays a really good one. It's Slow Ride. And I, you know, who doesn't like that one. Song?
I have heard
and
Slow
it's their
Ride.
Brand new hold music. I even complimented the dispatcher I was talking to, and I said, by the way, I got to tell you, you have the best hold music ever. And he started laughing at me. But it was classic. I mean, that's good music. The rest of them are stupid. So, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who that is.
I mean, I don't know. And that's the thing, too, is we want to know, not only name that broker's hold music, but who's the winner of whose hold music gets played the most.
Oh,
David says RPMs is really funny. David, maybe you can sing
it's
it in the live
chat. It's
the
one where it says, I'm on hold and that kind of thing. They actually changed it.
I've heard that one, too.
Yeah, because somebody else uses it, too.
Okay, so Carlos has a package where he can post up to 5 cards. Yeah, but Carlos, you're a transporter, right? Carlos, that's okay.
So that's what it is.
I know,
that's
but
what it is.
Does Carlos have a broker's license? Let's play the game.
No, yeah.
Does he?
No, he doesn't. But that, okay, so if they're not allowed to,
why is he allowed to post loads when their own policy says transporters aren't supposed to? I mean, what?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't get it.
That makes
sense. So it's another way for them to get more money.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's more money from Central Dispatch.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to book a plane ticket. I want to fly first class, but I also want to be able to transport cocaine. Oh, I can book that? Okay.
Or guns.
I mean, hey, I just posted another. So they'll be spraying champagne in the cubicles tonight. Shoot, we're late. We have to get to Larry.
Oh, it's Larry.
Oh, my God. I can't believe an hour already gone by. That is awesome. Two bears. I pay $150. I can post unlimited. Oh, my gosh. No way. We just discovered something live. You can actually, if you pay enough money, you can fly first class and transport cocaine. Even though it's not legal, they will sell you the ticket. That is so cool.
Read the last two comments, Jay.
Well, Carla says, I've been told I have a Sioux license.
But look at Two Bears. He's paying $115 and can post unlimited. With
that
no
is
broker,
incredible.
License.
You know what, David? I think that's amazing. And hey, Candy, read David's comment. Candy's head is going to explode. Candy showed up just in time for the worst news she's ever heard. Candy will be leaving the saloon. All right, let's get ready. We've got it is now time to go through the questions and the answers. The question, what we do every Tuesday night on Tuesday Nights Live at about 8:25, 25 minutes into the show on Tuesday Nights Live, we have the 5 Are You a Car Shipping Guru questions. We reveal the answers around 1 o'clock on Thursdays. It is now time for that. And Candy says, I'm scared. God, that's hilarious. Oh, Carlos has the same package. Oh my gosh. I talked with Ty the other night. Thanks for what you guys are doing. Awesome. Thank you, Rod. That's cool. Well, if you just tuned in, apparently there are packages available on Central where even if you don't have a broker's license, maybe you can post cars. Check it out. Let me know. And when you and I want someone take a screenshot of that. Or whatever. I don't know. That is wild. I mean, that's some pretty. That is seriously wild stuff. Here we go. Question 1. According to the NAAA structural damage policy, vehicles lacking a properly assigned title or reassignment to transfer title at time of sale must sell with what color light on? This is at the auction. There's a light that signifies this status. Is it green, red, yellow, or blue?
I want to say it's yellow.
See, I said yellow, too. But that seems so, you know.
Well, you know, green is good. Red is bad. Probably has no title.
It's kind of like in the...
I didn't think there was a blue.
Yeah, in the shell game on the streets of the city. And you're as soon as they stops, which one is it on? And you're like, that one! You're always wrong. So, I gotta say, I don't think... Yellow can't be right. It just can't be, right?
I think it's gotta be yellow.
Alright. I think I picked yellow, too. Anybody else want to pick something... try to trick the shell game guy. Right now, Larry the Transport Autoquoter is like, dude, leave me out of your shell game stuff. All right. Nobody knows. Yeah, I didn't. All right, yellow. Let's go yellow. Ah, see? I knew it couldn't be yellow. It's blue.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's so specific. It has to do with the title. In fact. Yeah, there we go. Blue.
Blue light special. There was a blue. I thought there was only three colors for some reason.
Well, this is at the auction, though, I believe. I don't know. We had the IAAA. Not IAAA. We had IARA. International Automotive Remarketers Alliance on Tuesday night. They do a lot of auto remarketing and auto auction stuff. They would know. We would not. But it's educational, and thanks for playing. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2018 Jeep Compass from Denmark, New York to Vienna, Missouri? $680, $890, $1095, or $1380. I don't know where Denmark is. I don't know where Vienna is. I believe I said... I want $1095, but I believe I said $890 because it's headed south and nobody cares. Ew. You know, this is auto transport.
I got to say, Vienna, Missouri's got to be down by Springfield or something, just looking at the zip code. But,
I know, but Sue, record dealer profits. We didn't say record carrier profits. Come on.
Yeah, $1095.
Yeah, $1095. I think Silverman guessed like $13 jillion or something.
I mean, it should be.
And you know, the whole point of this, I just want to mention, if you are in need of, right, where do they get these quotes, right? Go to transportautoquoter.com. It's in the live chat. So at Transport Auto, it'll pop up here in a second, at transportautoquoter.com, which is where you'll find Larry, the Transport Auto Quoter Llama, Alexa, open Quotify. You can get instant accurate quotes in the middle of the night because that's when people are, you know, that's when, think about the shipper. Think about the first time shipper. When are they looking for a car shipping quote? It's probably not when you're ready to give a quote. It's in the middle of the night. It's during lunch. It's while, you know, getting the socks put on in the driveway from the Amazon driver. It's not when you are ready to give them a quote. And so that's why Transport Auto Quoter helps businesses provide. Carriers, too. You're a carrier and you want to broker, whether you got a license or not, at least you can give the right Transport Auto Quote. Go to transportautoquoter.com. Okay, I said $890. We don't have any other guesses. We didn't lose Sue, did we? Okay, here we go.
No, I'm here.
All right, I'm going to go with $890. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is amazing.
I'm
about
to fall over right now.
There's still hope. Wow. Larry knows. Wow, that's incredible. Question 3. Which of the following is the controlled disposal of fleet and leasing vehicles that have reached the end of their fixed term? Is it auto remarketing, lease renewal, vehicle processing, or auto renewal? Now, I think I got this one wrong, too. I'm 0-for-2 today. As usual.
Wow, I don't
which
know.
Of the following, right? So, let's focus on the keywords. Controlled disposal of fleet and leasing vehicles. See, I said auto remarketing, but someone in the live chat said it's vehicle processing. And I'm looking at it. See, auto remarketing is pretty generic. This is the controlled disposal of fleet and leasing vehicles that have reached the end of their fixed term. So, yeah, so I think it's something else other than auto remarketing. Because auto remarketing is the... That's like saying auto transport. Auto transport is pretty generic. It is the movement of vehicles on a carrier. You know, whether it's a 3-car, 9-car, flatbed, tow truck, whatever. And auto remarketing really is... I was checking my audio. Auto remarketing, my understanding of auto remarketing is basically the process of taking a used vehicle and restoring as much value as you can before selling it to retain your profitability. That's why, so it's the lenders and the banks that need auto remarketing because they're trying to put the value back into the car through reconditioning, etc. Okay, and Carlos isn't even answering my question. He's just talking to Candy. Love you, buddy. All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, it is auto remarketing. Unbelievable. I did all that, and it's auto remarketing. Okay. Well, one for three. Here we go. Question four. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Hyundai Elantra from North South Carolina to Southwest Pennsylvania?
Right,
325-1799-80. South Carolina to PA. Don't know the zips. Don't know the cities.
I think I'm gonna have him send it to her.
I'm gonna say I think I said 790. Pretty sure I said
we were trying to get a four.
Your first one, technically, Brian.
Sue's doing business in the background.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Yes, hey, it's good. See, you actually prove that dispatchers work.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, huh?
Every show. And yet, nobody cares. I mean,
no, I told her we could do it.
I missed the question. Well, shoot. Well, darn it, Carlos, we got, I think it was this auto remarketing question. The controlled disposal of fleet and leasing vehicles that have reached the end of their fixed term is auto remarketing.
Yeah, auto remarketing. Yep.
So what's the pay on this Elantra? North, South Carolina, I'm going to assume that's in the northern part of the state, though I've been wrong before. Southwest PA, I'm going to assume that's in the southwest part of the state. Same caveat. I'm saying 790. It's probably 515, though.
Okay. Yeah, so far we're looking at a minimum possible. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here comes the reveal. Party 01.
All right, thank you.
Oh, see? Well, technically I didn't get that right.
I don't even know where North South Carolina is.
No, he's just having fun because it's North South Carolina and Southwest PA.
Oh. Right. Well, that screws me up.
All right, question five. Here we go. What year was the IARA created? 71, 81, 91, 2001. I'm just going to go ahead and give the answer because I do know the answer. The answer is 2001. And the reason that's important, we celebrated their 20th anniversary Tuesday night, right? What is the IARA? I love it. So the IARA is the International Automotive Remarketers Alliance. Now we know that this is cool because this gets into my show in 2 weeks on a Tuesday night, is when you look at the trade shows and the organizations within automotive, there's a lot. There's a lot more than we realize. You know, the day you hear of your first trucking show, whether it's MATS or GATS or whatever it is, and then you go to the show and you're like, wow, this is way bigger than I realized. And then it actually just keeps expanding. It's much like the universe. It just keeps expanding. The IARA is an association within auto remarketing, auto auctions, etc., that helps set standards for the marketplace. And which is funny, because in auto transport, boy oh boy, could we use some standards, right? Wouldn't it be nice if everybody knew what illegal brokering was? Or wouldn't it be nice if everybody knew what dispatchers do? That'd be amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing? So yeah. we lack those standards because we have no organization to make sure that everybody has the same information. Which is why I created Auto Transport Intel. Do you see where this is headed? So the thing is, but until then, it's all speculation and Lucha Libre and everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we got to do? That's right. Thank you very much. Here we go. It's time. That's right. It's an actual bug with actual problems that I discovered when I was actually a dispatcher.
Yes, yes, we do.
It's blank. Oh, no. We've never had this one. It simply says, it never ends.
That's true.
It never ends. That's true. That is an actual dispatching problem. Thank you so very much. Somebody right now has got to be wondering, so does Jay do the show when he's alone, like nobody's even around? Yes. Yes, I do. Couple people clapped for that one. I had a great show. Did you see this a few weeks ago? ACV unveiled the Carrier by ACV Transportation mobile app live on Auto Transport Intel. That was really cool. And while some of it is not groundbreaking information to many drivers, what's cool is we know that many people like to book loads from ACV, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you can use their app to get paid faster, and here's the link. This is where I see the real benefit. Let's go to camera one. You know how when you call a load and you discover that much of the information is nonsense?
Right.
Okay. And then on the back, right? So yeah, there's that problem. And then on the back end, when the driver delivers the load, everybody acts like, oh yeah, no, we didn't know. You'll get paid next year, maybe never, right? All that stuff. Yeah. Well, if the mobile app is connected directly to the broker and the shipper, then we can't have all this nonsense. So I see ACV working on removing all the nonsense. Not to mention, check this out. This mobile app, as discussed on the show, is moving towards being open platform. How many mobile apps?
You use it for everything?
Oh, yeah.
No.
How
for
many
free?
Well, right. I love the follow-up question. There's no beating around the bush in auto transport. I don't know, but I do know. Sue.
Yes.
How many mobile apps in auto transport are open platform that you can use for whatever load you're booking?
Well, super. Are we talking about?
Yeah. How many? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I mean, Super Dispatch is for everything.
Okay. There's one. Gotcha. We got one.
I don't know about it. I mean, I think CarShip.io supposedly has one.
Okay. There's two.
I don't know for sure.
That's
fair. Dispatch Center.
There we go. Got three.
What's
and,
the other one?
And that's it, isn't it?
Ship.io cars. I don't know.
No, I
maybe
don't know.
Maybe Ship.io cars?
I actually
sure.
don't know.
I'm not
I
sure.
I don't know. But that's the whole point, is that we're still in the infancy of playing nice. Because right. most of the mobile apps we know about, you can only use it for that load. Now, actually, Vehicle, that's open platform too. But yeah, Velocity, I think, is not.
Out there. Yeah. No, Velocity is just for Metro, as far as I know.
VTOS, what's that? United Road? Or
VTOS is United Road plus JMN and a couple other ones.
Okay, but still pretty specific. What about specific. And what about the Ready Logistics app? That's just Ready Loads, right?
That's just Ready, and Cars Arrive is only Cars Arrive.
Right.
Well, no, that's not true. Cars, for some reason, there's sometimes we get loads that they say we have to use the Cars Arrive app for different ones, but I don't know what it's called.
But we see where this is headed because
yeah.
as we open up the platform, anyways, okay, Jay, we got it. So that was pretty cool. So that was a great show. Oh, hey, check this out. Next Tuesday night, you're going to join us, right, Sue?
Yes.
This is the opposite of all of the fancy videos that get all those hits. I'm talking about the money hole. Yes. We're going to talk about... Auto Transport Intel is the one channel where we talk about the money hole. Not where you find money, but where money goes.
Are we still going to take some live calls too?
Yeah, we're going to take. Yep, we're going to take. Well, yeah, exactly. First, we're gonna load the. We're gonna stack the deck with people that because I've had some people like emailing me, like the driver that was upset with the carrier that wouldn't show. I think he's going to join us. I've had a couple guys. Yeah, there's gonna be real people with real problems, actual drivers with actual problems. On new car hauler hurdles.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Candy's going to be there. Bring your popcorn. Sweet. Yeah. Keep your burritos frozen until Tuesday because we've got... It's going to be a great show. It should be really big. We only have a few minutes bless left. Bless you. My son. most appropriate carrier is appropriate carry amount. Oh, most appropriate carry is appropriate carrier amount is subjective. Most appropriate carrier amount. Oh, yes, I see Silver Mint. Yes. Silver Mint's always, if we have a fact checker, it's Silver Mint. Checking the facts. That's good. I like that. Well, Sue, I know that you're a bit under the weather. You've got a million things going on. So, green tea, cough drops. I like Energy C, actually.
I just ordered some of that. Airborne. I think I just ordered Airborne today. So. Maybe that'll help.
I was using one of those products, and then I got a nosebleed, and I never went back. Too much? Probably.
Yeah, my just a little bit. I'm sure you're using the right stuff.
You really know how to chase off an audience. Well, everybody's got something that they... I like Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus. Theraflu's can be good.
Yeah, I like their food.
Orange juice. Actually, mimosas. Huh? Yeah, here's Jen. I knew she was in there.
Yep.
Yep. The clearinghouse is like, oh, we got another one.
That's funny.
Sue's buying you, or Silver Mint's buying you a hottie toddy.
Oh, please. So maybe that'll help.
That's not what I wrote. Hottie toddy. Okay. Well, then it's 1:30. We made it. Touchdown.
We made it. Yeah.
And really interesting stuff today. I can't wait to find out what happens with bats. And J Tracker.
Yeah.
And
that's interesting.
And yeah, really, there's a lot on the table. So keep us posted. Please do send in the news. Let us know how we can help. Let us know what we need to focus on, where to aim that flashlight. And hey, everyone, yes, Sue, Airborne. And Chris likes Airborne, too. So there we go. That's two for Airborne.
I know. I'm going to take it as soon as we get off.
Oh, there we go. And please be sure to join us Tuesday night for new Car Hauler Hurdles. I know I do a lot of shows where I'm celebrating this and celebrating that. Tuesday night is for auto transport drivers that are not happy, whether it's software, mobile apps, rates, brokers, dispatchers, bring it. And we'll see you Tuesday night, okay?
All right.
All right. Hey, how do we end the show?
Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you soon. Please join us for Tuesday night. And don't forget, Friday, tomorrow, Cars on the Move with Ty, live in the Transport parking lot. Take care, everybody. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon.